Good afternoon. Showers, some bursts of rain, and even a couple of embedded rumbles of thunder continue to pivot through northern New York and New England here early in the afternoon. This unsettled weather is from a storm system which is now tracking from the eastern Great Lakes to our north and west and eventually down the St. Lawrence Valley. With this storm track, we'll see breaks in the clouds, allowing some sunshine to come through. And as a result, temperatures will surge through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark in the next few hours. At the same time, energy associated with a mid-level disturbance will pivot into the region and push a cold front our way. The combination of these features will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of the thunderstorms could produce strong wind gusts over 50 miles per hour. All of this activity will move through by mid to late afternoon, and behind the front, winds will also gust at times over 40 miles per hour. This will also start a drying trend into the evening, and any leftover showers will move out as temperatures start to drop. Overnight tonight, we'll continue our drying trend behind the system and cooler air will begin to flow in. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 30s. This will leave us with a dry high pressure system to begin the weekend and lots of sunshine on Saturday, although cooler, with highs in the mid 50s. Another potent system heads our way for the second half of the weekend. Clouds and showers will be likely on Sunday. A cooler system, though, with highs only in the upper 40s to around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and colder behind that system on Monday, only in the mid-40s. We'll begin a rebound into the middle part of next week, back to sunshine in the mid-50s on Tuesday. And although a couple of showers will be around Wednesday, it'll be breezy and milder with highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm moving through our region will push a cold front across the East Coast today with a marginal risk of severe weather that extends into the southeast. While out west, another upper-level disturbance digging into the southwest will continue to set off scattered showers and areas of mountain snow from the northwest into the Four Corners and the Central Rockies. Snowfall totals through this evening are forecast to be heaviest in the San Juan Mountains, where over a foot of snow is expected. And by Saturday, the entire system in the west will exit into the plains, where Gulf moisture will once again make a return to trigger another episode of severe weather and heavy rain across the mid-south. Meanwhile, a swath of rain together mixed with wintry precipitation is expected across the northern plains to upper Great Lakes. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm near 70. Boston, mostly cloudy, windy, showers and a thunderstorm possible in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, rain and perhaps a thunderstorm, windy, with temperatures falling back through the 50s and into the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-60s. Breezy, with showers moving out tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower 70s. Breezy with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-60s. Breezy with showers moving out tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and windy with showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs near 70. Breezy with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 70. Breezy with showers moving out tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler in the mid-50s, cloudy with rain likely on Sunday near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, windy on Monday back to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, mid-50s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, breezy with a shower possible, lower 60s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers back into the upper 40s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.